Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne in praise and adoration of the great God that you are, such an awesome God that we serve, and a loving God. Father, thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. We know, Father, we don't deserve your forgiveness, but we ask. And Father, I ask that you will make us a people that are truly repentant. Truly repentant for our falling away from you and your word and your laws. Protect us, Father. Protect the leadership of this country and, Father, put before them the barriers that they need to bring them back here to liberty, to freedom, but most importantly, to you. We have a lot of non-believers that are in leadership roles, Father, and they are tearing this country apart. And they hate you, Father, and we know that. And therefore, they hate us who believe in you. Father, I ask that you will be with the remnant of your believers here in this country and give us the boldness and the courage that we need to push forward for liberty, for freedom, for you, that we might be your beacon of hope and salvation unto all the world, not just here. America has grown weak, and the world is in turmoil because we stopped being your light. Father, for such a time as this, I humbly pray to you that you will show us the way back. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I got to thinking this weekend, last night actually, when I was watching the news, and earlier in the week when I was just thinking about all the stupidity, you know, we talked about on Friday, and I came up with systemic academic stupidity. While we aren't living in the Twilight Zone, sometimes it's just as eerie and mysterious. Or as George Washington once said, there's the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. Well, it isn't just burdens anymore. Today we've gone way beyond just the burdens here in this country. We're taxed for nearly everything in our lives and now in our deaths as well. But the elite manage to curtail such burdens in their lives, in their families, in their portfolios, their estates. Our language is being changed. Our morals are being questioned. And Hannity seemed to be promoting Caitlyn Manhans Jenner for governor of California. He or she supposedly is conservative, and I don't disagree with everything she said or he said. But he or she said that he or she would fight for immigrants to have a path to citizenship. Now, excuse me, hello, don't we already have a path? Don't we already have a way for citizenship? So I guess Caitlin, just like Biden, if you enter this country illegally, we're going to try and make sure that you can still have a path to citizenship. Set it in place. Supposedly, the laws that we have and the path to citizenship that's already in place, we're supposed to protect America from financial burdens, from joblessness, from those taking the jobs, our infrastructure, our national security. But the conservatives, like Jenner of America, want to be kind. The left just want to take over. Have you noticed how the woke have turned on the women? Women's sports are now invaded by men. Men with fingernail polish, groomed eyebrows, and styled hair. The transgender. But still have the muscle and bone structure of a biological male. Rudy hates that term.
I do.
Because they're still male. You don't have to use the word biological. This is a science that the woke on the left refuse to accept. The systemically academia stupid that want you to believe otherwise. Tearing down the God-established institution of family is another woke stupidity. But you see, it's all a part of Marxism. Strong families make a strong nation. Fathers and mothers together raising their families is a structure that they cannot actually abide. So years ago, and I mean years ago, I remember it when I was a kid, Hollywood created sitcoms to demean the men, and it's getting worse all the time, making them a clueless buffoon in the home. Even the children know more than the head of the household, the man. Not the mothers. Now? The mothers? Don't use that term. It's birthing parent or birthing person. I guess all those dedicated, loving mothers who adopted their children are out of luck in the woke world of systemic academic stupidity. But again, the marvel of all history is this, is that the conservatives try to live by the rules the left keep tossing out. A boy in a dress or a wig or makeup can now use your wife's, your daughter's, your niece's, your granddaughter's restroom. And that neighborhood teenage girl trying to earn a scholarship to college on track, she's out of luck. Just doesn't pay to be a biological female. If they, we, he, she, I, they, were, did you know that genderqueer is a word? I didn't know it was a word, but they identify as neither male or female. And so they're helping with this language thing. Again, in the woke twilight zone, or systemic academic stupidity, I added racidity, science doesn't matter. Yet, here we are, on the right, trying not to offend stupidity, racidity. Yeah, I made that word up. Of those systemic academic woke persons. Wake up, America. We can no longer ignore. We must form a line of morality and integrity. Did you ever play Red Rover? Where you have a line of kids on one side and the other one has to try and run through the arms that are held. You hold on fast and tight. For some reason, I really liked that. Conservative, God-loving believers need to start forming a line and holding the line tight. Rule of law matters. Language matters. Liberty matters. Life matters. All lives matter. Stop accepting the woke systemic academic stupidity. Just say no to their new language. Take your children out of the public school if you must. And keep quiet at work. Because you never know who's listening. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Remember when we used to not like the kid that was the chalkboard eraser clapper, you know, that did everything for the teacher, the teacher's pet, and tattled on everybody? And now we're trying to raise a nation of those people. It's sad. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Liberty.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I got an article here. It's from American Greatness. I highly recommend American Greatness. You won't agree with every writer there, but I think you'll really be enlightened by most of them. There it said, amidst the far-left push to eliminate the concept of gender, several leftist politicians and organizations referred to mothers as birthing people as they commemorated Mother's Day. Now, they're quoting Fox News there. The most prominent Democrat leader, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, correctly referred to women as mothers, with Pelosi referring to mothers as our guardian angels, and the White House declaring that moms have always built, shaped, led, and sustained this nation. You know, I wrote an article a while back about the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Well, I guess that's true whether the hand that rocks the cradle is a godless arm or a godly woman. But what is in the cradle depends on the what is happening in the family at home. Correct? I think so. I also had an article here that he didn't really inspire me because I started writing this before I ever saw this. And this is from our good friend Victor Davis Hanson. And I'm just going to read the one paragraph here in this article to you. He says, the woke left seeks to top-down erasure of America
engineered by the likes of LeBron James from his $40 million estate, talking revolution to Oprah at her $90 million castle, as Mark Zuckerberg throws in $500 million here and his colleagues $400 million there, and as the top executives of Coke and Target and Delta Airlines believe their $17 million a year salaries make them experts on the crimes of non-diversity, exclusion, and inequity. Anytime revolutionaries at the outset of their enterprises seek exemption from the consequences of their own ideology, we know their plans will end badly for everyone else. And he has another chapter here, 9/11 no longer, and he's talking about what happened in 9/11, but then he's talking about all the crime right now and how they're allowing the crime, and even if the police do something, these criminals go free. And he goes on that. And then he says, wokeism everywhere. You know, the public, he says, the public is now increasingly bombarded by 360-degree, 24/7 wokeness in the fashion of Maoist Red Guard gangs. There appears little refuge from it, not in television commercials, nor from the CEOs, not from professional sports, not from movies or television shows, not from Wall Street, the Internet, the social media, not from the administrative state, and not from the military, not from the K through 12 teachers, much less the professors. So how does a half a nation of proverbial Winston Smiths react to this revolutionary craziness? You know, most Americans don't believe in this stuff. Almost said the C word. They don't believe in this stuff. Not one of my sons called me and said, "Happy Birth Parent Day." Not one of them. They know the role between the mother and the father. Why? Because they were taught. They were taught the right way. I didn't get it all right. Don't get me wrong, I'm not patting Beth on the back. But my husband and I, it was a tag team. When you got outnumbered, you had to tag team, you know. One got exhausted, the other one came in to take over. When you're raising five sons, it's quite the challenge. But that's not what the left, the woke, want you to think anymore. They don't want you to think about mom and dad because they don't matter. And women don't matter. Like I said, they're picking on the women, and they don't matter. It's just absolutely insane what we've allowed here in the United States to happen. And yes, we have allowed it. We also have, I have an article here about Joe Biden. Remember in my monologue, I mentioned taxes. Yep, it's tax season. People are still trying to get them all together, even though April 15th was the tax day. People are still working on it. They got those extensions. Well, this article and this researcher says Joe Biden dodged $500,000 in taxes, and he wants you to pay your fair share. He has stood up and lied about taxes over and over and over again, except the one time when he says, "I'm going to raise your taxes." But then he said anybody making less than $400,000 wouldn't pay a tax. Well, that isn't true. It never will be true. You're going to pay a tax no matter what. This guy says in the speech to Congress last Wednesday, I think it was two Wednesdays ago, actually, and his multi-trillion dollar plan for human infrastructure released earlier that day, President Biden proposed yet another tax increase, this one on purportedly wealthy individuals and families. In his address Wednesday evening, Biden used the words fair share. I don't like that word. And I don't like some of these commercials for insurance right now. You know, I want all that is coming to me that I'm entitled to. I don't like that word, entitled to. fair share. But with his own taxes, Joe Biden didn't pay his fair share. Upon leaving the vice presidency in early 2017, he and his wife Jill exploited the tax loophole of questionable legality to dodge hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes and use the savings to fund lavish real estate holdings. And they have some fancy-dancy places. Biden's personal conduct. But you don't see the left going after his tax returns, do you? No. Biden's personal conduct raises two obvious questions. How can someone who avoided more than $500,000 in taxes to fund his luxury lifestyle demand that others pay their fair share? And how can someone proposing the biggest expansion of government since Franklin Delano Roosevelt claim the support he supports more federal spending when he wouldn't pay for the spending himself? Well, you know, that goes back to old Davy Crockett. I don't have the story in front of me, but one of those and one of the widow ladies that had been in, her husband had been in Congress, they lost a home in a fire. She was a widow, and they decided that they should take up fund for her, you know, donate money to her. But it wasn't their own money in their own pocket they were going to donate. It was the American people's money they were going to donate to her cause. And so when Davy Crockett was riding his horse or his buggy or whatever it was he was riding along, and he was campaigning for his next, you know, one old farm guy said, I'm not going to vote for you. Well, why not? And he said, because you did this. And Davy Crockett realized, oh, that was the wrong thing to do. So when he proposed it back in Washington to that Congress of that time, he said, I'll take money out of my own pocket and put it down, but I don't think we should spend the money of the taxpayers in that. He was the only one, the story goes, that was willing to spend his own money. You see, the Joe Bidens, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Schumer's and the AOC's and Tlaib's and Omar's, they don't want to spend their money. They want to spend your money. And they don't care if you have a job or not. Yeah, the old saying goes, if we had tax collectors like back in the old days, biblical days is what I think of, where you literally had to go to the table and pay the taxes out of your pocket, we'd had a revolution a long time ago about taxes. But the genius is they take it away from you before you ever see it. And they didn't stop there. So now they're taking taxes for everything. And I don't know how many times you got to pay property tax on that car. What, every year?
Every year.
Every year. Every year. Freedom. Liberty. It matters. Does it matter to you? Because we're losing it in America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. I want to talk about the situation in the world since we've become a weak nation. And we'll be right back. We've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't know if you've been watching some of the headlines and things that are going on, but it's getting pretty serious around the world. You know, it was all calming down. I don't know, because I'm not a military person and I'm not really good with all the foreign matters of the world, but Trump was getting all these acknowledgments for peace around the world. That now we have Mideast on the brink as tensions reach a boiling point between Palestinians and Israel and the Israelis. It says Israeli police were recently seen firing tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets after clashing with stone throwing Palestinians at one of the Jerusalem holy sites on Monday. That was last week. No, it's today, I guess. Today, they're a little ahead of us. And one of the latest in a series of confrontations that have threatened to push the contested city toward an out-and-out war, an all-out war. China is being aggressive. Russia is being aggressive and insulting. All because Biden has been installed as the President of the United States by the Democrat Chinese Party. And America is going downhill fast. They want to change your language. They want to destroy your monuments, your statues. They want to destroy the history of the United States. Why? Because it's good. That doesn't mean all in the history is good, but our history is good and it's solid and it shows a progression of people who want liberty and freedom for all people. And if America falls, it all falls. And that's just the truth of it. America once stood for God, and now it does not. And the Democrat Party eliminates God every time they get a chance. National Day of Prayer, Biden could not mention God. You know why? Because Obama wrote his speech, that's why. Now, Beth, you don't know that. No, I don't. Obama didn't even write his own speeches, I'm pretty sure. They left God out of their convention. And back in 2012, they booed God twice in the convention. Rudy and I and some others were discussing what's going on in this world. And I said, they're lost. You can't expect the lost to act in a moral fashion. You just can't. They can't logic morally. They can't figure anything out in a godly way because they're godless. And it is sad. But that is where we are today. That's why they're attacking Christians. Because people like me will speak up. Other networks, they're not gonna. They're gonna speak all around it. Yeah, I don't have anything against Bruce Jenner. He's lost. He's lost. He's confused. He doesn't know who he is. But he says he does. He came out. He knows who he is. What did you come out of? God did everything wrong and you got to make it right? He may make a good governor if he makes it that far. I don't know. And now I'm in trouble because I'm saying he. Biologically, he's still male.
You don't have to say biologically.
I should have known that and got a rise. His DNA is still going to say he's Bruce. I'm sorry. I don't dislike the guy. A little jealous that he could afford better clothes than me, but I don't dislike him. But it's something's wrong with this picture, America. We've got to wake up to it. We've got to understand that the American Christian has been on the fence. Saying, oh, well, we'll let that one go by. You know, now we're in trouble. I saw something and I didn't take it. My husband had an article in the newspaper where now they're going after the wolves because the wolves are too many and they're going to bring them back down. I'm sure everybody's going, oh, no, they're going to kill those pretty little wolves. We need to get James Beers back on. Jim Beers back on. Yeah. We've let it go that far that the wolves have taken over, and I'm saying that in a very large meaning of the phrase. You know, Pelosi isn't worried about Mother's Day. She's not worried about her children calling her birthing parent. But the left, they're going to correct your language at every turn. You need to look at them in the eye and say, no, show me the science. Show it to me. You know, they can't show it to you because it doesn't exist. And neither does the science for climate change. It doesn't exist. That's why they keep throwing it in your face. You don't believe in science. Well, show me your science and I'll show you mine. Show it to me. Because it doesn't exist. They lie to you at every turn, in every way. So, families who stand together, mothers and fathers, they're bigots. They're racists, especially if they're white. Even more so if they're not white. If they're acting like white people. It's just, this stuff is nuts. And we're sitting here listening to it. And the world is crumbling because America is weak. We've weakened the family. We've destroyed it. We destroy the men. We destroy the women. We demean them as human beings. They're no different than the animals. Except the animals know their gender. They know their gender. So, wars are breaking out. We're on the verge of war everywhere you look. Gordon Chang says Biden's not moving fast enough on China. Gordon Chang is an expert when it comes to China. He said, as President Joe Biden continues to conduct a China policy review, Far East expert Gordon Chang laments the slow pace of dealing with China's aggressions and motives. We're moving in the right direction, he said, but we're not moving fast enough. Well, I don't know that I even agree with that. I'm not sure that China Joe's moving. I don't think he's moving at all. Now, he hasn't lifted all the sanctions just yet. But, you know, that's just a formality, isn't it? That's just a formality. We had an extremely weak job report come out last week. It says here in this article, and this is coming from the Epic Times, weak job report raises doubts about Biden's economic policies. Well, Biden's economic policies are not a whole lot different than Obama's economic policies. And where were we back then? Yeah, he inherited a mess from the other globalist, Bush. I don't think the Bushes are Marxists, but I do believe they are globalists. And I think globalists and Marxists get along real well together for some reason. I haven't quite figured that all out, other than it's personal greed and elitism. Because Marxists are elitists and globalists are elitists. And the rest of us are just the peasants, the serfs on the land. And that's why Biden signed this 14008 executive order that wants to take 30% more of your land and 30% more of your water and air. They're going to take it all. But you keep those masks on. You hear me? You keep those masks on. And I think we might find out in a few weeks that if you put ear things in so you can't hear, that'll help you not catch the virus too. Or just keep you unwoke. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll talk about morality when we come back. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BETHANN. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BETHANN or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. We're in the final segment of today's show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. I've titled the show Systemic Academic Stupidity. I said one time, you know, seems to me some of the folks that the more educated they become, the less wise they become. Oh, they got lots of knowledge, but wisdom isn't there, and common sense is out the window. So we see the left erasing motherhood. They see children as adults or useful pawns. They demean men, you know, and they want the boys to not practice any toxic masculinity. No fighting in the schoolyard. Yeah, I raised five. They fought all the time. It was a battle. And I was complaining one time to one of the ladies in the nursery. Some of them were still pretty small. I mean, they start that when they're little. This toxic masculinity thing. Kids just fight over just about anything. And she told me that they had to grow up and fight the world for their family. And the left will dispose life if it's inconvenient or imperfect. Morals don't seem to matter. And Christians, they hate you. They hate us. I have an article. You know, I saw something about this last week, and I just kind of ignored it and pushed it to the side. But here it is again. Bill Gates' relationship with Jeffrey Epstein was a factor behind his divorce. It says the 56-year-old says the marriage was irretrievably broken. But the New York Times in October 9, 2019 reported that Bill Gates had met with Epstein several times and once stayed late at his townhouse in New York. A spokeswoman for Gates said at the time that the meetings had centered on philanthropy Epstein, there, Rudy has to look at me funny because I have problems with that word. Epstein had died in jail, if you remember, 2 months prior while awaiting trial on federal charges. The divorce was negotiated during the pandemic involving legal teams working with a mediator to divide their fortune, which the Bloomberg Billionaires Index pegs at $145 billion. Well, she gets half of that. She's going to do okay. She'll be all right.
She'll be okay.
She'll be all right. I'm not going to worry about her. But morals matter, folks. I said a long, long time ago that the reason Congress is okay with the drug trafficking and the drug addiction and the human trafficking that's coming across the border is because they're involved in it. They're profiting from it. Somehow, some way, they're profiting from the drugs and the human trafficking and the sex trafficking in this nation. It's become the true pandemic that's going to kill this nation. If we don't turn and repent of our ways, America. Well, last week I saw an article. An Oregon, he's retired now. He's a former Oregon House speaker, did you say?
Yes.
David Hart. Well, I didn't write that at all. I wrote human. David Hart is involved in human sex trafficking. Now, to what degree, I don't know.
I'm sorry, it was David Hunt.
David Hunt, okay.
So we were all messed up on that.
We were. Well, I put human down because I was thinking human trafficking. David, he was human, I guess. David Hunt.
There we go.
Now, we know that others have been involved in this. We know that Congress doesn't care what they do or who they do it with. We know that from Swalwell sleeping with the Chinese spies. They'll accuse anybody of anything. Unless it's a Democrat, you know, then they can get away with it. You know, it doesn't matter what that governor there in Virginia did. It doesn't matter what the attorney general there did. I think it was attorney general. Maybe his lieutenant governor did. And it doesn't matter what some of the others have done. It doesn't matter what that governor of New York has done either. As long as they stay true to their Marxism. Because the elite can do whatever they want to the rest of you and your children. You see? So, President Trump came out and made a statement over the Kentucky Derby controversy, emblematic of what is happening to our country. Former President Donald Trump released a statement Sunday about the disputed winner of the Kentucky Derby, saying the controversy reflects the current state of the country. So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie, Trump's statement said. This is emblematic of what is happening to our country. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to, you know where, on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else. He's right. We've gone to H in a handbasket. Because we have no morals. And we have, and I love many of you that are libertarians, but I'm going to tell you, total freedom is chaos. You have to have laws. You have to have rules. We have cities that are covered with homeless people because of drug addiction. And we have children missing because of human sex trafficking going on in this country. And it's something no one wants to talk about. But it is huge in this country. No morals. And then they want to stand there and tell you to call your mothers the birthing parent, the birthing person, not a mother. Don't say she, don't say he, use we and they and their. It's stupid. And we're buying it, so we're even stupider. You need to stand up, America. Stand up for what is right and what is righteous. And I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I support the Republican Party right now because they're all we got left. But I'm going to tell you right now, just like I told you before the 2016, the 2020 election, you need to vote out every single Democrat, and then you need to keep your eye on every single Republican, because those globalists like Cheney and Sass and Romney, they're no better. And then you see them riding the fence. You never know what side of the fence Lindsey Graham's going to be on. I'm sick of it. And you need to be sick of it. Righteousness has left this country because the Christians have stayed silent. That means you. That means me. What is it we want? What does Wake Up America look like? Well, you need to start in the face of these people when they tell you, oh, you can't say that. You're going to say, oh, yes, I can. Swallowed the wrong way. Yes, I can. You need to stand up, America. Stand up. Get on your knees, stand up, and fight for God in this country. Fight for your children and your grandchildren. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.